Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're just waking up this morning, well, you're in a better spot than Sherrone Moore. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Not to be flip about it, but he has been fired as the head coach of the Michigan Wolverines. But that's not it. He was fired for, quote, credible evidence of an inappropriate relationship, which probably kind of feels a little bit like the old cliche, right? Like, guy gets a lot of power and all of a sudden he's got people around him and can't take the bait. But this one actually got a little bit darker. He was detained and has been detained overnight in a suburb of Ann Arbor. He's being investigated into possible charges of an alleged assault. So, whatever the details are that's going to come out of this, bottom line is he's out and Michigan is now in need of a new head football coach. And it is just a tricky time of year for that. And considering you and I have been sitting here every morning talking about the college football carousel, a lot of jobs have been filled and a lot of guys have gotten extensions recently who didn't move to new jobs.
Right. And I also think from a program standpoint, can Michigan all of a sudden say, we're going to spend a ton of money on it? Like, they have to deal with the fallout of this scandal. Can they go out and make a flashy hire right now? Like, imagine if they throw, and I don't even know who, say it was Kalen DeBoer, who we talked about, the Alabama coach in the first hour. Can they say, you know, like, remember LSU hiring Lane? The governor got involved and it was a celebration.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know if they can have a celebration type hire right now.
Well, you might actually want a big name to come in and distract people from everything that's going on. And I think there's a couple questions here, right? First is who's going to take over. Secondly, I think there actually could be a lot more fallout here, because if you're just getting your arms around this story or you're just hearing about it today, and people are certainly going to be talking about it at work, water cooler, et cetera, it seemed now like it was an open secret that Sherrone Moore may have been embroiled in some kind of inappropriate relationship. Like, this didn't necessarily surprise people at Michigan like yesterday. Yet it does feel like, until we get some more details, like maybe they thought they'd get through this with Sherrone Moore. Like, maybe it wasn't going to get out, or maybe it wasn't going to blow up in their faces in this way. Right. Because, well, I don't know. Maybe we find out tomorrow that they're hiring, you know, Kenny Dillingham. And maybe they did have something kind of set up, knowing that Moore likely was on the way out. But I don't know. The amount of college football insiders who said, oh yeah, we've known about this, rumors of this, for months and months, going back to before the season even started, Pearl, to me, makes me think that Michigan really dropped the ball here. No pun intended. The fact that, you know, maybe they let this sort of runaway train happen when they could have gotten in front of it. Now, there are still more details to be determined, whether there was an investigation prior, then a new investigation launched more recently. everyone's going to start covering their you-know-what right now.
Mm.
But there's a possibility that this could have been potentially avoided, at least the legal side of this, where Sharon Moore was in a jail cell last
Yeah. time. I mean, I know what you're saying, but I think we have to know more details about exactly what happened with Sharon Moore. Maybe they thought he was innocent or something like that. It's possible to judge them for not having a plan.
Or because, did they take it seriously enough? Like this, yeah, maybe, you know what?
You could be right, but I'm not quite ready to get there yet.
Okay, and maybe this is my fault because I've watched time and time again college programs sweep way worse things, try to sweep way worse things under the rug, and hoping that the power of sports and football in particular would make people have these blinders on, and you're looking through maize and blue glasses, and maybe you just don't want to see anything, right? Or you think you can weather the storm. I guess maybe I'm jaded, so this is not necessarily a Michigan thing, but Michigan also has had a lot of issues lately. And for the winning that they did with Jim Harbaugh and winning the national championship was certainly a high point that Michigan fans like were dying for. But Harbaugh left with a show cause penalty. Jesse Minter, who is now the defensive coordinator for the Chargers, has a show cause penalty. Another assistant coach, Matt Weiss, is fading federal indictment over a phone hacking scandal. Mm-hmm. Connor Stallions, you can watch the Netflix documentary. This guy was unhinged. He was around the program. So to me, like, it all kind of adds up to my opinion. Mm-hmm. Move away from the Jim Harbaugh tree. Move away from all of that. Start fresh with someone who's got their own identity, and it might not be a Michigan man, okay, but can come in and stabilize things.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm naive here, but the offense stunk last year, so move on anyway. But if you could get Jesse Minter, I mean, that guy just tortured Jalen Hurts as a Chargers defensive coordinator. So I think all those, you mentioned all those things. I mean, the real problem here, obviously, is that they lost to Ohio State this year.
Yeah, that's the real, they got a lot of problems. That's
college football. What are you talking about? None of that stuff. If that show cause on Jim Harbaugh, is it, Nico, who's on the other side of the glass, you're a Michigan fan. Do you care about that show cause?
No? Not at all.
Well, because he's not coming back, but Jesse Minter has a show cause penalty. Which
that's annoying, but could you wait a year for him? But the actual ethics of them, what they did to get the show cause, nobody cares about that.
Well, that's fine. But again, it's logistical, right? A little red tape. The fact that Jesse Minter has a show cause penalty, which means you can have zero contact with any recruit. Zero.
Yeah.
Until April. So you could tell everyone, hey, wait until spring practice. You know, we're going to have a guy. Just wait till it gets a little warmer
and the
snow melts in Michigan, and then we'll have our guy.
That's why you name an interim coach for a year, then you bring in your coach, because it's too late because of the cycle. Nico, are you available?
But what kind of defense do you run? Are you 3-4 or 4-3?
I'm maybe asking for an impossible thing here, but I think you have to wait to understand the wreckage of the Sharon Moore situation before you decide where's the program going. I'm being serious there. I mean, this is not such a simple thing. They had to fire him yesterday, and it's already mid-December. Maybe just put a pause on it. I don't know who you could bring in as a stabilizing force. Unfortunately, as you mentioned, your old coaches are either busy or have show causes.
Or in trouble.
This is where a legend.
Well, Biff Poggi is going to take over. Biff Poggi is going to take over in an interim basis. You have Wink Martindale on the staff. I mean, he's a well-known guy in NFL and college circles as the defensive coordinator. But I actually think that Michigan's going to move the opposite way. I think they will look at the landscape and say, all right, everyone's got a list, right? Everyone keeps that emergency break glass list of coaching candidates. Well, this is as big an emergency as you're going to have because your head coach spent the night in jail. So what are your former head coach now? I would probably call like a Kenny Dillingham from Arizona State, who turned around that program, Pearl, and should have beaten Texas, got hosed on a call there where they should have been in the second round of the college football playoff last year. I think that, you know, I'd probably give a call to Kalen DeBoer just to see. You got to make the phone call. And I think those two guys are Clark Lee from Vanderbilt, who just signed an extension with Vanderbilt, but you can pay to get him out of the extension. And maybe wants to come and you just chart a new path.
Well, Clark Lee'd be crazy. He's got the number one quarterback coming in to Vanderbilt. So.
That's true. Maybe he brings them to Michigan.
Might be too late to do all this, though. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't actually know how this calendar is really working. I think these NIL deals have already been agreed to be honest. I think it's going to be the day, what is it, January 2nd? It becomes legal there. It's going to be portal. NFL free agency. The portal. It's going to be a million signings at 12:01. I'll tell you, you laughed at Lloyd Carr. He's 80. Bring in a guy like that because they just got his. There's another Carr. Did you know that? I did not know.
His grandson is the quarterback at Notre Dame.
Right. He has a little brother who's amazing, apparently, and he just flipped to Michigan. So he can.
Let Lloyd Carr enjoy his Christmas, all right? He's 80 years old. Leave him alone.
You need that. You can't let a stud Carr quarterback go to Notre Dame. There's another one to be had. Get the Carr. I'm just saying, bring in a guy. Other programs have done this. I know 80's a little too old, but if he was 70, I guarantee he'd be on that sideline. Like, bring in a guy to stabilize for a year and then hire Jesse Minter. That's a much better plan than trying desperately to poach somebody right now. I mean, I think it'll most likely be Jed Fish because that's a big step up, and he has a Michigan background, but even that, the timing's terrible for this season.
Yeah, and Jed Fish, who's the head coach of the University of Washington at the Huskies, he's an interesting guy, you know. College coaches can be characters. He kind of falls a little bit more into that category.
I know. Forget the moral and ethical stuff. Could you just put that to the side forever? This is football. We're not talking about a politician.
Yeah, don't do that.
We're not talking about anything that matters. You know, are they available? Can they recruit? That's all I care about. And I guess a little bit, can you coach too?
I love how Pearl is just so stone cold about this. Like, what is your morals and
this
ethics?
This is Michigan, Ohio State. All that matters is...
Their coach is in a jail cell right now. It's an embarrassing story that splashed across the headlines. I mean, at some point, morals and ethics have to play in even, a tiny bit. I sound like a rube.
Well, how long until that story said... everybody said, well, is Bryce Underwood staying? That was 4 seconds until that question comes up. It's not about morals or ethics. Of course, nobody is, the things he's accused of, nobody has any wiggle room about that. It's totally unacceptable. But I think it's a college football. If you're going to play the ethics game, man, you ain't going to win national titles.
It's so funny. Okay. Can I bring something up? And I don't know if this is like an elephant in the room kind of thing, but I'm just going to say it. Whatever Michigan decides to do here moving forward, you got to keep Tom Brady away from the search. I'm sorry. He's lost the credibility to bring in good coaches from what happened with the Raiders. The Chip Kelly thing, Pete Carroll, I think Brady's going to be involved, and I wouldn't have him involved in this, Pearl. I was so high.
Really turned on
that guy. I have turned on Brady officially. The Pete Carroll might not last the season. Now, they'll probably keep him because of, like, out of respect, but... you can't, Nico, you're a Michigan guy. You can't have Brady anywhere near this thing. He has not proven that he can put you in the right direction when it comes to coaches.
While I agree, I don't know if I necessarily trust Ward Manuel to make that decision either, because AD. Besides Jim Harbaugh, which was a can't-miss opportunity, right? The guy played for Michigan, wanted to come back and win the national championship after everything went wrong in San Francisco. That one kind of fell into his hands.
Yeah.
The other four hires he's made have all been bad, so.
And you know what? I wonder if Ward Manuel's feeling it. Like, if they find out that a lot of people did know about this relationship and, you know, that he may have not done everything he could to get to the bottom of this, Pearl, I wonder if Ward Manuel finds himself out.
Yeah, definitely. I think from a national standpoint, he's quite a polarizing figure. He mistakenly got too involved in that old committee. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm not as down on Michigan program. It feels like the day Harbaugh walked out and Sherrone Moore took over, I thought they lost a lot of sizzle already. Maybe this is an opportunity
Bryce
to redefine.
Underwood, and that was definitely a high point. I mean, he didn't have he had an up-and-down season, but he's a literal freshman, like a true freshman.
It doesn't feel... I mean, Nico, you're a fan. Like, it doesn't feel like the arrow was pointing up for the program. For some reason, I felt like other Big Ten programs, namely Indiana, had taken over the mantle as a real power.
No, I agree. But you mentioned it before, and I wanted to agree with that. Like, obviously, all of the stuff away from football is sad, and I hope that his family is doing okay dealing with all of this. But literally, as soon as the notification popped up that Sherrone Moore was fired, my first thought was, oh, my God, is Bryce going to leave? So, like... I do not want to see that happen, despite the fact that he struggled last year, because I do think that he's very capable of being a successful quarterback. Yeah. I think Sherrone Moore was
the problem.
The problem.
Yeah, yeah. Well, his ceiling is obviously pretty high.
Well, Sherrone Moore is somewhat conservative as an offensive coordinator. Remember, I always think of him, I think his claim to fame as a football coach will be the 24 handoffs in a row, right? Was it 24?
Well, they won that game at Penn State,
yeah,
so it's they lost.
Yeah, I
mean,
I know, but
you do what you need to do to win a game, right?
Yeah, but if you're a high school recruit, if I'm competing against Michigan for a quarterback, I'd be like, hey, can I show you this game tape? Do you want any part of this? And that's what Michigan looked like this year. They still have that DNA of being a conservative offensive team.
But J.J. McCarthy still went high in the draft. Didn't hurt his draft stock. In fact, I mean, him winning a title helped.
I mean, yeah, but I don't think they're going to fall for that trick again.
Yeah.
Them being the NFL.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, that was
like
a rarity.
You want to make another point about it.
War Emanuel did hire Dusty May, which is a different sport, but he struggled with the Juwan Howard hire. But
oh, God, that was a disaster.
He did rebound from that. So
Michigan's beating everyone by 50 points a game right now.
They look awesome. They had a good year last year, despite an early exit in March, earlier than they wanted. So I'm curious how they do with this. I'm just still looking at the landscape of college football. I just think maybe it's because I'm a Miami Hurricane fan. If you ask a Miami Hurricane fan, a Tennessee Volunteer fan, a Nebraska fan, some of these big brands that thought that you were on top and you were never going to leave. And
how about USC?
Right, USC. Like, when you're on top, you just think that it's always going to be that way. And then all of a sudden, 10 years flash, and wait a minute, we haven't competed for a national title in 10 years. And Michigan had kind of that moment post Lloyd Carr. Like, not only were Rich Rod and Brady Hoke disasters, the middle of the Jim Harbaugh era was becoming a disaster. He had to take a pay cut to keep his job.
Remember, he was interviewing with the Minnesota Vikings on National Signing Day. Like, it did get the end of the Harbaugh era. We're rewriting a lot of how the TikTok of it went.
The beginning of it, he couldn't beat Ohio State. He couldn't beat Urban Meyer.
No.
He only started winning when Ryan Day showed up. So winning at Michigan, I think, is harder than people remember, or at least they realize. It's not as good as a recruiting area as Ohio is, so you're at that disadvantage. And it has a lot of high academic standards, and coaches have complained about that in the past, too.
But don't you feel that they're well-positioned in the modern football era where it's more money?
No, because I think that money is actually equalizing all of this. Because if you could be Texas Tech and not have a football brand, and you could be in the college football playoff, the money, it becomes the ultimate equalizer. Like, kids aren't looking around saying, oh, I want to play for Michigan because it's Michigan. Maybe kids in state, maybe kids in the area.
Yeah.
But transfers and guys around the portal, they're looking for the cash.
That's but Michigan should be able to out. I mean, at the end of the day, like LSU, you saw, is like, we're going to throw all the money possible at the situation. Michigan should be able to do the same thing and turn around in a hurry. They have a ton of money?
It's just that everyone has it. It's like, yes.
Not everyone has the same, though.
No, but I think that the top teams, in terms of, again, there are teams who aren't even the big brands that have that money now.
Yeah.
Where before, they didn't have that. So it's just going to make things a lot more trickier for Michigan and all big brands, I think, at this time.
Well, you saw LSU just outbid Florida, Penn State, not only on their coach, but they said they committed to the roster, too. So the revenue share is not a real thing. So I don't know. I think Michigan could throw a ton of money at the situation and fix it.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. All right, you're welcome to weigh in on who should be Michigan's next head coach. We'll give you our thoughts in just a moment. Plus, Joe Burrow had some interesting comments at the podium, Pearl, yesterday that people are reading a lot into. So we'll play them for you, and you can be the judge. It's the Maggie and Perloff Show.
All right, we've been talking about it all show, but Prize Picks is the best way to enjoy this season. There's so many sports going on. Last night, Maggie was watching the NBA on the edge of her seat because of Prize Picks.
Yep.
It's so easy to use. You pick 2 to 6 players, pick more or less on their stat projections, and hopefully you do a little better than Maggie did last night, but she's going to get back at it today. And you can keep the season rolling on Prize Picks by getting $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play your first $5.
Okay, I have one of my 10 commandments of my life, not the biblical one, just of Maggie. Thou shalt never put wagers on the Atlanta Falcons. But that doesn't mean I can't have a little action on the Tampa Bay Bucks. So how about this? Bucky Irving, Pearl, tonight, more than 19.5 receiving yards. Mm. And I'm going to put that together with old friend Kevin Durant. 34.5 points, rebounds, assists. Kevin Durant, Rockets playing the Clippers tonight. Clippers are woeful. And I feel like Durant's going to have a big evening. And you know what? This is what we talk about every morning, every afternoon. It's what are you doing on Prize Picks? And if you want to have fun, play along with us. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code MMP. Get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. It's code MMP on Prize Picks. Get $50 bonus credit instantly in lineups when you play $5. Win or lose, you get $50 bonus credit in lineups just for playing. Guaranteed. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Man P.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome back. Maggie Perloff Show. There are rumors everywhere. If you follow college football, who is Lane Kiffin's quarterback going to be next year? Right now, he is the front runner for Sam Leavitt, Lenora Sellers, possibly Arch Manning, and every single other great quarterback is coming to LSU for about $100 million. But They will all pale in comparison to the greatest LSU quarterback of all time, Joe Burrow.
That was nice my transition there. I was like, I think you forgot a couple names: Bryce Underwood, DJ Lagway.
Oh yeah, yes, yeah. No, I you're right. They all could go there now. Bryce Underwood. It's interesting. Who is a Lane Kiffin quarterback? I feel like Sam Leavitt should be the number one. He could run that offense like watch. That would be amazing to watch. But or Austin Simmons, who we had last year, but he didn't play him. And Trinidad Chambliss, by the way, is trying to get back for one more year.
Is that right? He must be 25, right?
Yeah, he's trying to get another year, but I think he would go back to Ole Miss. Anyway, that's not the point. Joe Burrow, as we know, probably didn't. It was he was not there for NIL, so he had to get paid the other way.
the old-fashioned way. What did Ed Orgeron say? The
Cuban cigars.
No, the bag of money going out the back door instead of the front door.
Yeah.
That was a hilarious way to put it. No, solid transition there, Pearl. We'll get back to the Michigan scandal in just a moment. If you're wondering why is Bryce Underwood possibly on the market,
it could have been better if I just started with Bryce Underwood.
Yeah, his head coach was in jail last night, or being detained rather, and he's been fired as the head coach of Michigan. We'll get back to that in just a moment. We do want to go to Joe Burrow because. You know, Joe Burrow is a little bit of a different guy, right? Cerebral dude. You know, we got a little glimpse into what he's like from the Netflix documentary. Seems very curious guy, into a lot of different things, hobbies, etc. He's a thoughtful guy. Remember, he's the one who used his Heisman Trophy ceremony to basically raise money for a local food bank in Ohio because of all the food insecurity that was going on in that area. He was one of the first people to ever, you know, talk about George Floyd. Like he's got this other side of him that I think is very much more than a football player. Just keep that in mind as we're listening to this from Joe Burrow. Now, clearly it's been an awful season. I mean, he had toe surgery in the middle of it. They lost to Buffalo last week, basically ended any shot at a playoff berth. Partly his fault for throwing back-to-back interceptions. One of them got tipped. But here's Joe Burrow saying he's only going to keep playing football while it's still fun.
If I want to keep doing this, I have to have fun doing it. You know, I've been through a lot, and if it's not fun, then what am I doing it for? So that's the mindset I'm trying to bring to the table.
Okay. Says it. Joe Burrow is kind of going through it this season, and it's not just about football. It's about football and personal stuff.
Maybe I'm reading too much into it, but it seemed frustrating.
There's just a lot of things going on right now. A lot of things going on right now.
Football related, personally?
All of the above. Like you said, there's nothing. All we can do is focus week to week and try to win games.
Okay, more from Burrow admitting that the playoffs are out of reach. Now he just has to play the season out and get better every day.
I don't think anybody's really thinking about the playoffs right now. That's within reach, but on our fingertips. So we just got to keep doing what we're doing and try to get better.
Okay, so obviously Joe Burrow's going through it right now. There's a couple guys this season who are going through it. I feel like Travis Kelce's going through it. Lamar Jackson's going through it. There's just a few guys who are used to being really good and always being in the conversation, and this year has just been very different. Mm. But when you hear that from Burrow, Pearl, first of all, my initial reaction was, oh, Zach Taylor's out. If he's talking about football's not fun anymore and he's contemplating, like, in any way, whether or not he wants to continue playing, which feels insane to say that about a young and talented guy, then Zach Taylor's got to go. That was my first reaction.
Yeah, no, I totally understand what you're saying. I actually had a little thought of, you know, a lot of great quarterbacks do not do this. Like, why be revealing about your personal life? Why not be just a you know, this sound harsh, but a big dumb puppy dog like Josh Allen, who when the season's over just goes to F1 races and plays golf and you don't know anything about what's happening behind the scenes. That I think would be a more prudent approach if you're a star quarterback. Like Joe Burrow should be just like, this season's tough. Like be like Tony Romo was in his playing days, never said a thing. Why are you sharing this? I would advise him, don't do that necessarily. As a journalist, I like when people are revealing, but in a press conference, probably not the place. Probably, I'm not sure what he thinks he's getting out of this, but why would you do that? Why would you say all that?
Well, listen, I mean, Joe Burrow does things publicly. You know, went around this offseason on basically a one-man mission to get T. Higgins signed and to get Ja'Marr Chase an extension. And then if they have any money left over, Trey Hendrickson, which they really didn't. And he's been hurt anyway.
But that's football stuff.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I think Joe might be the kind of guy who, you know, wouldn't be afraid to make it messy. And not that he's a messy guy. No, not that. I'm just saying we've talked about the Cincinnati Bengals in the past. You know, Carson Palmer, who was a franchise guy for them and the number one overall pick, Heisman Trophy winner, just like Burrow, who said, get me out of here. I cannot win here. Now, Burrow did actually go to a Super Bowl, so maybe you feel like things are different. And the Bengals did pony up for Chase, and they did pony up for T. Higgins. They seem like they're doing everything possible for the guy, and he's not happy.
Well, yeah, but I'm not talking about the football stuff. I get all that. Why is he talking about his personal life?
Maybe there's something really big going on. I don't know. Maybe he's dying to tell us that.
No, maybe. I hope not, but maybe a parent is ill or something.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, he had the thing where his house got broken into. I mean, that's got to be pretty traumatizing. And, you know, his girlfriend was home at the time, so that's got to be scary. I don't know. But he obviously is kind of dying to tell us, right? Or else these guys are smart enough and savvy enough that if they want to just go up there and do the QB speak, they can do it. Joe Burrow is letting us in on something, and he's not dumb. So to me, this is if I'm Zach Taylor, I'm like, oh, crap, I'm going to get fired. Because Joe Burrow's saying that he's not having a good time playing quarterback, and that's not good for me.
Well, I mean, Zach Taylor is already in trouble anyway. What's her record? 4-8?
But he lost his quarterback. I mean, they had to trade for Joe Flacco.
Yeah, they've definitely been headed the wrong way record-wise. So I think he's in trouble anyway. But it's just interesting, you know, I was thinking of other great quarterbacks. Tom Brady said on The Shop that he lies 95% of the time he's at a podium. A lot of great quarterbacks give you nothing up there. It's just funny, I was thinking about Joe Burrow, like, do I want my quarterback to have this kind of attitude? Probably ideally no, although I personally like Joe Burrow, I'm root for him. Even Lamar is having a tough time, and he keeps it positive at the podium. He's just, even now, with as bad as it's been, every time he opens his mouth, he's like a ray of sunshine. Like, I just feel like there's something, a negativity around Joe Burrow that I don't really understand. I'm not sure what he's trying to accomplish with it.
I wonder if there's any part of him that's looking to get out.
Yeah, but would that be about the football stuff? Like, why is he talking about the other stuff?
Oh, well, I don't know. We'll eventually know, because if he's saying it at a press conference, then eventually it will come out.
But my point is, if he was saying the football stuff is very frustrating, that could help get him out of there. But it seems like much more is going on.
My question is, where do you go? I understand you might not want to be in Cincinnati. Okay. You want to get to where? The ideal landing spot here? Who's got this great sleeping giant of a roster? Or
are you talking about this offseason? I don't think we're talking about this offseason. I think we're talking about down the road.
Okay, so eventually wants to get to LA to play with Sean McVay. So Sean McVay is going to be just the guy who constantly takes the cast off, or the dudes who have been in different situations who have gone as far as they can go.
Yeah, I think you just solved it. We're done. We're done here.
No, put Arch Manning with the Rams, bro. Also have Burrow there.
You definitely want to go indoors. Who is the Raiders' next coach?
I mean, Indy's looking for a guy now.
They have no draft picks.
That's the problem.
No, I think Joe Burrow, I think the timeline will be in a couple of years he'll get out of Cincy. I don't think he's going to get it. And also, too, I'm not sure he's smart. He doesn't necessarily want to leave Jamar Chase. There aren't a lot of that guy out there.
I mean, I floated the Giants on this show.
That's outdoors. It's windy in New York. I'm not sure that's ideal.
I mean, the Giants can't find a coach to save their life.
Malik Nabers coming off an injury.
But
you got Jackson Dart out, too.
LSU guy who, you know, they care about that kind of stuff. He's just left in LSU. He has LSU guy now, Jamar Chase. He may look at him. Maybe this is a new Chase situation.
They have Jack Sadard. They're not. They don't need it. That probably be in the bottom third of my teams. New York Giants right now. Saying they're not going to build around Jack Sadard.
They're going to be, dwindling in mediocrity. How long are you going to wait for Jackson Dart to figure this thing out? If you can get a Super Bowl caliber or Super Bowl adjacent quarterback, I'm getting rid of Jackson Dart in a second.
All right. Well, we'll know that they're up to something if they hire Ed Orgeron. Let's get to Andrew Bogish, who's got the latest headlines. You can call in on Joe Burrow, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476.
Guys, these headlines sponsored by Progressive Insurance. The annual Progressive Keys to Progress program provides vehicles to deserving veterans, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. Nothing new yet this morning on Sherrone Moore. As far as we know, he remains in police custody as the local prosecutor decides if charges need to be filed over a possible assault yesterday afternoon. That happened after Michigan fired Moore for an inappropriate relationship with a staffer. In regular college football news, Tennessee reportedly targeting former Penn State defensive coordinator Jim Knowles for that same position. New Nittany Lions head coach Matt Campbell is not keeping Knowles on his staff. Justin Herbert had fresh x-rays of his broken left hand right after Monday night's win over the Eagles.
Everything was clean for the most part. It's just, you know, getting the swelling down and continuing to get full strength in it and continue to do as much treatment as I can.
Everything was clean for the most part is not the most reassuring sentence, but Herbert, of course, will be out there Sunday at Arrowhead. Travis Kelce will be there too, hoping to finally play again like a younger Travis Kelce.
It's a crazy league. Anything happen, and that's, you know, the little bit of hope that I have, but man, this is a tough reality to be in. It's a feeling, especially dropping the ball late in the game like that when we were on our last chance to make something shake.
I hear you.
You put in all this work to, you know, be there for your guys, and I just wasn't that.
Is the New
going
Heights
through it
podcast X-rated?
I was thinking about this. I know he won a Super Bowl with Taylor already as the girlfriend, not the fiance. But do you think he tells her, like, no, you don't understand. I used to be amazing.
Oh, I think she knows. I also think she thinks he's still amazing.
She's in the stadium. She watched him drop that pass.
Yeah, I know.
Inexcusable.
Yeah, well, that was one play. I actually think he looks a lot better this year than he did last year. I thought last year was garbage.
So he's still, is it like top three in multiple tight end categories?
Yeah, no, he's had toward a big number season.
Yes.
A pretty good number season, like 900 yards or something.
But he's had like three balls that he has deflected into defenders' hands or dropped them all together. It's been a little weird.
The season started with him trucking his own teammate, and he was out for weeks. I mean, it has not gone well.
But last year he was a blocker. This year at least he's running routes. I mean, I think he comes back, actually.
I mean, he's got to at some point. You're never going to end on a great note in the NFL. It just doesn't work that way. If he's going to say, last year I can't end on this bad season where I ended a Super Bowl and I didn't play well, and now it's going to be, I can't end on the season where we lost all these games, it's never going to be perfect.
Yeah. Well, for some guys it's perfect, but not everybody.
It's very rare.
One more bit here from Travis, who says he is trying to be better.
I've always had the answers in years past, and this year I just can't find them. And I keep thinking if I show up to work and I put in the work and I fix the issues through my practice habits and through perfecting the game plan and my fundamentals and what I'm being taught, and go out there and try and play my ass off for my guys next to me, it's all going to come together like it has in years past. And this year is just not, man.
Moving on, the NBA Cup Final Four is now set. The Spurs ran past the Lakers last night, 132-119 in L.A., behind 30 from Stephon Castle. And the Thunder hammered the Suns 138-89, improving to 24-1. So those two teams meet in Vegas on Saturday night alongside the Knicks and the Magic. The final would be Monday night, EJ?
Yes.
Okay.
And so, what's the game that doesn't count? Both of those games, Saturday and Monday? Or like, what's the extra game?
Towards your record.
I think the championship game
would be the only one that doesn't count.
It's like the 83rd game, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's an exhibition game.
Well, you get to make money.
There's mad money involved.
Yeah, the money is what makes up for the...
Yeah.
And the unfortunate part is we could have to be here Tuesday morning after a Knicks
championship
triumph in the NBA Cup.
I mean, do we make
EJ's
more fun?
Excited.
Do we make more fun of the Knicks if they win that or if they lose that? Because if they win that and hang a banner, it is going to be laughingstock city for a long time.
Yeah. Nico informs me that the game is actually Tuesday night, the final. So Wednesday morning would be either, I don't know what, good or bad for us.
Everybody's, I know.
I already don't feel well, by the way.
Making fun of us winning.
You don't hang a banner for that.
Oh, when you guys dance in the streets, we will 100% make fun of you.
No one will dance in the streets when the Knicks win the NBA Cup.
Okay, challenge accepted.
Or how about this? Hanging a banner. Madison Square Garden hung a banner for Billy Joel. They all hang all types of banners up there.
Yeah, but it's hard for the Knicks. They don't got one for Bernard King. Melo may have some challenges. Knicks aren't as easy.
I mean, you guys...
Man, Melo's going to end up in the rafters.
Bernard King isn't retired.
No. It's a big thing.
I'm sorry. I love Melo. We can talk about this offline. I don't want to subject the audience to this.
You're not a Melo to the Raptors person?
No, I'm not a Melo. I'm a Melo overall, thumbs up, but not to the Raptors. No.
But King, for sure.
You would think, but he's not in the Raptors.
I think it's embarrassing to hang out. When you have a trophy where you beat the Lakers, a banner where you beat the Lakers in 73 or whatever, right next to you beat, I didn't even hear the teams.
It might be the Thunder.
Okay, yeah.
What was the other team?
Being the regular season OKC Thunder, it might have all beat the 73 Lakers. You know how hard it is to beat that team?
Yeah, everyone should hang banners if you beat the Thunder this year. But the Lakers hung a banner for the in season
that
two.
That was ridiculous.
Yes.
And they had to sell the team. It was so embarrassing.
Mavs center Derek Lively II needs season-ending right foot surgery. This has been a lingering issue for him, and it's another injury. He has only played basically half of his possible regular season games since entering the league for various issues. And men's number six, Purdue, pounded Minnesota last night, 85-57. Braden Smith, 15 points and 12 assists.
Folks, can you explain again why Derek Lively is the two and not the junior? For Nico.
If they're using the construction in the way I think you do, that means that like somebody further back in his past than his dad was named Derek Lively.
Got it.
Yeah, so it's a grandfather, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know how many Derek's we were making three generations ago.
All of us are named after grandparents, and I wouldn't put
it. I'm not.
Well, I'm not either, but a lot of people are. But most people don't use a two.
But I mean, you have to be exactly that. You have to be exactly Derek Thomas Lively again. So to get to the second.
And his dad is Derek Lively Sr.
Is
he? Oh, jeez.
Well, yeah. Now all bets are off. He's supposed to be a junior.
Talking a big game there.
I did when you first asked me. I said if they're using it correctly, that means somebody other than his dad is that name. Now, I don't know what the freedom is to go second or junior, but that's the way I thought it worked.
I'm out on this.
You had a tough stretch, Nico. Birds and the bees yesterday. Sharon Moore. Now this. Did the Islanders win the other night? They did, right?
Yes.
That's all you got going for you.
That's it.
Okay.
Hanging on by a thread. 888-710-4ISN. Thank you, Bogues. We'll get back to Michigan, the scandal. They are now looking for a new head football coach now that Sharon Moore has been fired. Meanwhile, Philip Rivers at the podium yesterday doing a tight 15. It was like he was doing a set of comedy up there. Had the reporters in stitches. We'll get to that. It's the Maggie and Perloff Show. This
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Welcome to the Maggie and Perloff Show. We get back to the Michigan scandal in just a moment. They're looking for a new head coach after Sharon Moore was fired for cause yesterday. But Joe Burrow, you know, understated as always, Pearl, in his comments, but, you know, at the podium yesterday, talking about he doesn't want to play football if it's not fun anymore, and how he's going through things, not just on the field, but in his personal life. You know, in this day and age, that's almost like sending up a flare for people to start talking about you and your future. So we are, and wondering if maybe his future is not going to be in Cincinnati. And Rick in Myrtle Beach has a good idea of where Joe Burrow may land if he decides he doesn't want to play in Cincinnati anymore. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning. Actually, it's a bad idea because I'm a Bears fan, but what about Minnesota?
Hey, you're handing it right to the enemy.
Indoors, yeah, indoors, great coach, great receivers. You know, JJ's a bust, thank goodness. I'd hate to see it, but I tell you what, for Joe Burrow, that might be a landing spot that would really work. And imagine the NFC North if he did.
And how does he have that conversation, Rick, with Jamar Chase? Hey, Jamar, I love you, but I'm going to go join Justin in Minnesota. because, you know, and Jamar and Justin are best friends, I think, but they compete. That'd be an odd conversation.
Yeah. Like I said, I hate to see it, but then again, that would be the absolute most dominant. The NFC North would be, all four teams would be, especially my Bears, would be so powerful.
Yeah, talk so, about
that. Hey, you all, I appreciate it. You have a good day.
Oh, thanks. You too, Rick. You think Caleb Williams with the Bears and Ben Johnson on the way up. Jordan Love, Matt LaFleur, obviously on the way up, and Dan Campbell and Jared Goff still very dangerous. And then you add Joe Burrow to the mix in that division.
Oh, wow.
Sheesh.
Yeah, that. Remember there was a division that was really stacked at quarterback. Was it? Oh, actually, no. It's Joe Burrow's division is stacked at quarterback. Deshaun Watson, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and I don't know who the Steelers is in that mix. But that we thought the AFC North was going to be the super quarterback conference division. It didn't happen.
No, we'll get to what's going on with the Browns, though, in just a little bit. Brad is in Oregon, wants to weigh in on a question we were talking about before. Oh, wait, Brad, you have a choice for Michigan's next head coach? Who are you putting forward?
Yeah, Maggie, first of all, I think you've got 100% idea with the Rams going after Manning. Hey, you get a year to learn behind Stafford. You turn around, you get McVay. I think it's a perfect deal. Plus, he doesn't go back to Texas for another year and take a chance on getting hurt. I'm just going to throw a name out there. Chip Kelly. I know going to Michigan. I know he just interviewed at Georgia Tech, but add the more intensity between Ohio State and Michigan. And with that goofy offense that he's got, that's what Michigan needs. They need to put some kind of offense out there. And I just throwing his name out there. And as far as Joe Burrow goes, wasn't this the same Joe Burrow last week when they about coming back and playing? I want to be out there with my players and my teammates, and that's what I get paid a lot of money for to do, is to play football. Now all of a sudden he doesn't know if it's going to be fun anymore.
Yeah, I know. Well,
good point.
Clearly,
good
Brad,
point.
Joe Burrow's having issues right now. There were some people online who were saying this sounds like a little like Andrew Luck, but it really doesn't. Like Andrew Luck retired out of nowhere. Nobody knew. He didn't say anything. He never left breadcrumbs or anything. Andrew Luck just went through a lot of injuries and then called it quits.
Then he had that really bad one at the very end. So I don't think, you know, Andrew Luck, I think, would have still played if he was healthy. He was 2 weeks away from the season. He wanted to play.
Yeah, right.
I don't think that Burrow's health has been that bad yet. Lux was really bad for a long, long time.
Yeah. So, yes, Burrow is definitely going through something kind of odd here. And when, can I tell you the look on Nico's face when Brad brought up Chip Kelly to be the next head coach at Michigan? Nico's our diehard Michigan fan here. I've never seen like a, what's this, like, get out of here, like a SWAT away, double SWAT. You don't want Chip Kelly. You can't, if you really want to bump up the rivalry and do like the most trolly kind of hire, I guess, then you hire Urban Meyer. Go to the source, you know, but that's not going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely not for Chip Kelly. It would be ironic, though, because you were talking about Tom Brady before. He's the one that brought him to Vegas.
And it was terrible.
Bring him to Ann Arbor. Yeah.
You can't let Brady near this coaching search. Like, let him be an ambassador. If you guys, do you follow Brady on Instagram?
No.
Thank God.
I mean, I probably do. I don't even know.
It's whatever. He's in Michigan all the time.
Am I going crazy here? Were you all about how Tom Brady's going to fix the Raiders for a year and a half?
Dead
now
wrong.
You're the exact opposite. Can't you be in a gray area at all?
No. That's how bad it's been with the Raiders. No, I can't be in the gray area.
Well, I mean,
you're Maggie Gray.
He hired Pete Carroll. He didn't hire, you know, Brady Hoke. I mean,
no,
what's
but
the big
he
deal?
Wanted Chip Kelly. He wanted Chip Kelly. Yeah. It was a huge mistake. And despite that, my name being Maggie Gray, I'm a very black and white kind of person.
By the way, you know what's funny? Urban Meyer would probably say no to Michigan before Michigan said no to Urban Meyer. I'm being dead serious. Because Urban's from Ohio. He cannot go to Michigan.
Yeah, he can't do that.
He can't do that. And Urban would be that'd be a nice save. Kick save at a butte.
Yeah, because nothing's gone wrong with Urban behind the scenes. I don't know. I think
he'd beat Michigan every time he was there.
I think you need someone a little bit cleaner right now, no?
I never would have thought that Saquon Barkley would have wanted to go to the Eagles, but here we are.
That's different, though. I mean, the Eagles-Giants is intense. It's not Michigan-Ohio State.
Also, the Giants said no. But yes, I get it. You know, Nico, you're right. Sometimes guys change squads, and it's just there's not loyalty anymore. You know, that's out the window. But anyway, as far as actual real legit candidates for Michigan, we will tell you ours in just a matter of moments, Earl. Do you have someone who's the front runner
amongst anyone else? I got to be honest. On my X feed, it was Jed Fish, and more Jed Fish. Like, immediately. He's really well-connected amongst the media. Always has been. Has NFL ties and college ties. He's done a great job at Washington. Was at Michigan, and I saw around 2016. That'd be a good save, because I think what you need, if you really want to keep Bryce Underwood an offensive guy at a more high-flying offensive guy than Sharon Moore, that was what I didn't really understand about Sharon Moore in Michigan. They just felt kind of boring, and Harbaugh won that way, but is that sustainable to be a team that is going to be conservative in this day and age? I guess it might be, but I'm looking around. If I'm a recruit, I would rather go play for Ryan Day or Kurt Cignetti and fly up and down the field as an offensive player. A defense, I totally get.
So I think Kenny Dillingham really would be the guy. And I know
he's
not necessarily a household name. He's the Arizona State head coach, obviously took Texas to the wire last year in the college football playoff. And by the way, is the only team to beat Texas Tech so far this year. So he's shown that he can clearly coach well and obviously a stabilizing force, because he took over an Arizona State program that was not doing well and turned them around immediately. Plus, we know his quarterback, Sam Leavitt, has said he's going to enter the portal. So if Bryce Underwood does leave and goes to play for Lane Kiffin or gets another opportunity somewhere and wants to take it, you could bring a ready-made quarterback to Michigan ready to go.
But he is leaving Dillingham now.
All right, or not. I don't know. Maybe he just wants to play somewhere else.
It's funny. Dillingham's been in the press a lot this week because he's at a press conference or something that's been cut up. He said he's been turning down offers left and right. So I'm not sure. Even if Michigan wanted him, he might say, I want to stay at Arizona State.
Okay, but think about it. Michigan probably would be the second. If we took all the openings that have happened so far this offseason, I think Michigan is probably two right behind LSU.
I think there's one guy we're missing that we had talked a lot about yesterday. What about Marcus Freeman?
That'd be a lateral move.
Right now, he has a Notre Dame problem. He is not in the conference, and not being in conference just costs him going to the college football playoff. You don't have that conference problem playing in Michigan.
Yeah, but he's going to coach the Giants next year. How's he going to do both?
I'm saying, if he doesn't get an NFL job,
he better take CJ Carr with him.
I think that's probably an easy thing to do. He's Lloyd Carr's grandson.
That's a good point.
He's that Ohio State guy, too, by the way.
888-710-4ISN. Coming up next, our King of the Mountain.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.